Joining us from the Lorain County Metro Parks, Ryan Ladd. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I see on your list of things taking place at your facility is the Swim with Santa event. I just want to get right to that one. What details can you give us about Old St. Nick and his ability to float, I guess?
Well, really, it's pretty simple. Santa is really coming to swim at the Mercy Health Amherst Healthplex this upcoming Sunday. He'll be there from 12 to 2. And, yeah, he's bringing his swim trunks. We'll have a flotation device for him, ready to have some fun with the kids. And he might even go down our indoor water slide. But it's a fun time for the kids to experience a different environment with Santa than maybe Santa's even used to. But there's a lot of events out there, breakfast with Santa, lunch with Santa, pictures with Santa. But
why isn't this called the Santaplex? That's what I want to know.
Well, Santa's only coming one day a year. Right. But yeah, the Amherst Healthplex will host Santa. He'll swim. He'll play games with him. Pictures, and of course we're gonna decorate, but most importantly eat cookies with Santa as well.
Let's talk about the name. Plex has come up. You've got a new name. What's that about?
Yeah, so most recently people have recognized this as the Mercy Health and Recreation Center. I work for the Lorain County Metro Parks. It is a Lorain County Metro Parks facility managed and operated by, you know, our staff. However, the Mercy name is tagged with the building due to a relationship and naming rights. They, if you're not aware, they do rent out space from us in the building. Mercy has changed their name to Mercy Health instead of just Mercy Regional Hospital. So with that name change, we changed our name as well, and the name came up to the Mercy Health Amherst Healthplex. It would have been very difficult to say Mercy Health, Health and Recreation Center. So the new name is the Mercy Health Amherst Healthplex, and we're excited about the name change, but to continue more excited to continue to offer the same service, the same great fitness at the same great location.
One of the programs I see only in December, teen training.
Yeah, so
you got to whip them into shape, right?
Absolutely. This is a program that we offer each year, 4 weeks out of the year. In reality, why is it only December? A lot of kids are in athletics and other clubs. This just seems to be a great time for us to help those students in that time frame become even a little stronger, a little fitter as they get ready for upcoming spring sports, past fall sports. But, yes, it is a December-only program, 4 weeks. We just want to continue to add our plethora of options for our different age demographics. Like I said, we do offer programs for 18 months and up for fitness classes. And this is one of those programs that we can reach to those 12 to 17-year-olds.
Do you have to be a member to do this?
Absolutely not. None of our programs are excluded to only members. Anyone, member, non-member, can utilize all our programs. There might be different fees, but for this in particular program, you know, absolutely, we'd actually highly encourage non-members to utilize it.
If you haven't been to a Metro Parks facility recently, they have, in a sense, come alive with holiday lights. Let's touch upon that a little bit as to what people might see at the different parks.
Yeah, so I would encourage everybody to get onto metroparks.cc. Check out our holiday activities. Check out our Facebook page at Lorain County Metro Parks, and you're going to see a lot of different programs pop up. The program that probably is regular on a daily basis is visiting our Carlisle Reservation. One really cool and unique thing, a lot of people are interested in understanding our Halloween fair type of activities. Same trail that we utilize for that at the Carlisle Reservation, but we get outside groups to help with this process, and you know, whether it be 4-H clubs or Boy Scout clubs that come in and help decorate different stations, different themes, whether it be a Frozen theme, whether it be a, you know, elf theme, and people can go through and just see a unique stations, you know, probably 15 to 20 different stations to get you in the holiday spirit, lights. And then there's voting also that takes place of who has the best scene.
So you can get some bragging rights there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How do, I know it's probably too late this year, but how would a group get involved to do such a thing, to put on their own display there?
Yeah, great question. And I would suggest to contact our Carlisle Reservation with the Lorain County Metro Parks. The Public Relations Office with Vanessa Klesta can direct you in all those directions.
Talking this morning with Ryan Ladd, Lorain County Metro Parks, the Amherst Health Plex. I see you've got a big pajama-rama coming up.
Absolutely, yeah. So once a month at the Mercy Amherst Health Plex, we do offer a pajama-rama night. And this particular month, we're showing Smallfoot. Smallfoot's a great winter-themed movie. And our pajama-rama nights take place the third Saturday of every month. That's 12 months a year. And this particular month is Smallfoot. Admission is $3.50 per person. It's a great opportunity each month for families to come utilize our facility and really make family memories. And that's what all our programs are about, is to provide opportunities for families to recreate together and make memories as families, as children. And we're excited to let people swim, get some popcorn, watch a movie, and spend time with family and friends.
You also have holiday gift ideas, I see, related to that. People don't think about the Metro Parks as maybe a source for that. What kind of things would you recommend?
You know, I'm someone that likes to buy gifts for experience gifts, and I think that's a trend that's going on in holiday gift ideas now. So there's a lot of fitness enthusiasts out there that love to take fitness classes, love to, you know, have merchandise, of Metro Parks merchandise, love to have, you know, day passes. We can sell gift certificates. We can sell merchandise. One great idea that I have that I utilize myself is you're looking for, you know, a granddaughter, a nephew, a niece, a young friend, swim lessons. It's a wonderful gift idea, and we can sell gift certificates for those type of programs. You know, if your wife, you know, husband is interested in, you know, fitness, how about a gift certificate for personal training? That would be something that they could utilize, you know, more than just for a day.
And, of course, you have on your own Lorain County Metro Parks, what would you call it, polo?
A polo shirt, yeah.
So could I get one of those?
Well, unfortunately, this shirt right here is not for sale, but we do have quite a bit of merchandise still available for sale. Sweatshirts, T-shirts that has whether the Lorain County Metro Parks name on it or even one of my favorite shirts, the Lorain County outlined logo of the county with maybe some things that you can do within our parks, whether it be run, hike, bike, kayak, things like that. So to celebrate different recreation opportunities within the parks.
Of course, a lot of people turn to the Metro Parks for hikes, as you just mentioned. And this time of year, the weather gets a little iffy, but they can go indoors.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the great thing about our partnerships with different organizations within the community. We have partnered with Lorain County General Health District to provide the Fit Walks in Lorain County. It is starting to get a little cooler. Snow's going to be on its way. It's actually already arrived about a week ago. But we do have free indoor walking thanks to that program with the Lorain County General Health District. And on Monday evenings at Splash Zone and Thursday evenings at the Amherst Health Plex, during the hours of 5:15 and 6:15, you can come in to those buildings, register for Fit Walks, utilize our indoor walking tracks, and our fitness equipment at no cost. Once again, that's thanks to a partnership with the health district.
Bruce, what do you say? Swim with Santa, Sunday at noon at the Amherst Health Plex. What do you say?
Sure, I'm all thumbs up for that. If he can fly, he can float. I have no problem with that. Of course, and I also, with you mentioned the swim lessons too, and that's for all ages too. A lot of times you think, you know, young kids getting theirs, but there are adults that have no knowledge of swimming, and there's an opportunity, I would assume, for them to get
experience. Bruce, we actually get we actually get quite a bit of requests for that, and we set those up with a personal trainer or a private instructor. So, yeah, we do have quite a bit of interest in personal training or private lessons for adults because, you know what, you're never too old to learn how to swim.
And how is the inclusive playground holding up over those years? I've seen those kind of things start to show up in other communities as well, but I think you might have been the first one in the county to have that.
Yeah, since we opened up, we've had quite a few different communities come and visit our inclusive playground. So I think we must have done something right because we've had a lot of visitors and asking questions of what works and what kind of people are visiting and what would you do differently. But in reality, there's not much we wouldn't do differently because we've done a great job. The planners of the playground really did a wonderful job of talking to the community and seeing what would be utilized. It's open Memorial Day through Labor Day at a cost with the splash pad. But right now, if you found a nice day, like actually a couple days ago on Sunday, if you wanted to go out there and slide and swing and play in the sandbox, it would be available at no cost.
Craig, are you in for that now, playing in the sandbox?
Well, I'm thinking I'm more with Swim with Santa.
Okay.
Dip in the pool.
Right, okay, we're good. I'm still a little upset that Ryan will not sell the shirt off his back. That's all I don't know. I mean, I understand he has to leave the...
Well, it wouldn't fit anyway, so, you know, that's okay.
All right. Well, Ryan, we appreciate you coming in. If people want to find out more about all the things that are taking place in the Metro Parks as well as with the Mercy Health Amherst Healthplex, where's a good place for that?
MetroParks.cc or get on Facebook. At the Lorain County Metro Parks, you're going to see a lot of variety, not just the ones happening at the Amherst Healthplex, but all across the park district. Plenty of postings of fun programs that pop up or that are annual programs, such as the ones we talked about today, Holiday Lights. One program that I would encourage people to look at to see if there's spots available. I'm not even sure if there's spots available, but I would check it out. Breakfast with Santa at Lakeview Park, that's coming up. And then as we turn to 2019, you know, we've got quite a bit of events to help people get started off on the right foot. So in 2019, keep checking out Splash Zone. Keep checking out the Mercy Health Amherst Healthplex. We've got some kickoff events such as the New Year's Resolution Marathon in January, Family Boot Camp Challenge in January. So keep checking out those indoor facilities for fit walks and some great events that are kicking off 2019.
Great. It's always interesting. The creative people in the Metro Parks coming up with new ideas, fresh ways to look at something and just get people out there moved and, you know, healthy and fit as best as possible. Ryan, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, and you guys have a great holiday.
Thanks very much. Ryan Ladd with the Lorain County Metro Parks.